rise and shine, everyone. Good morning. It's my favorite day of the week. I'm so glad you're joining us here on Central Vermont Community Radio. It's 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And you are listening to Amy's Kids Show. And that's why I've got the whole barn here with me this morning. I hope the new station managers don't mind that we've got some chickens in the studio today. We've got some monkeys. We've got all kinds of creatures because, you know, this is Amy's Kids Show. And we're going to keep on learning and keep on having fun. And boy, did we hit the ground running today. Boy, the sun got up super early, and so did the birds, and so did everybody else, and the grass has been growing all night, I think, and everything is just going gangbusters around here. It's like hit the ground running time of year. It's summer, and everything is growing. The trees are leafing out. There's leaves everywhere and flowers and things where there was nothing but mud and snow just a few weeks ago. So things are really hurrying. And I noticed on the way into the station today, someone driving behind me was definitely hurrying and hitting the ground running today. They were driving really, really close to my car, and they were, I don't know, maybe they were frustrated, maybe they were in a hurry to get to work. I mean, some people do still have to get to work or maybe take a class this morning. Maybe they're going for some baseball practice or swimming lessons. I don't know, but they were in a hurry, and they, I could tell maybe they were getting frustrated because they kept trying to pass me and they kept getting really close to my car. And it's funny because that's one of the things we're going to talk about today is how when we get frustrated, right, and or angry or annoyed, you know, if you put your hand on your heart, you can feel your heart going harder when you feel that way. It goes faster and it thumps harder. And when we feel that way, boy, we sure can't think things through. We can't use that human part of the brain on top that we've been learning about. And we just rely on whatever reflexes are in our reptile brain, our emergency brain. And so this person was in a hurry. And so what did I do? Well, you know, I could have gotten scared, you know, like, oh no, they're rushing me. They're pushing me. And if I got scared, what would my heart do, right? Well, it would start to thump harder, and I wouldn't be able to think either, and that wouldn't be very good, right, if two people on the road weren't thinking. So I just took it easy, and, well, what are some things you can do to calm down when that happens, right? Do you take a big breath? Well, breathing is certainly one way that we can calm down. And there's another way, too, that I really like, and that's what we're going to do next, is we're going to do some moving around, wiggling and stretching and dancing. And, boy, we're going to dance pretty fast with little Richie here in a little bit. But first, we're going to warm up because it's always good to start out slow and warm up those muscles. And let's dance, guys. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm so glad you joined me. Thank you.
Can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
Well, that's cool.
Well, that's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, so pay attention to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
With a punch in your lunch and an ow, ow, ow.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, so pay attention to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With the groovy move and a side, side, side. Horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
With a horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
Well, that's cool.
Well, that's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat. And can you do it?
Not to do it.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
But now there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat. And can you do it?
Nothing to it.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But now there's there's more than before, and it's faster to the beat, and we're starting from the top, and we're not gonna stop, and can you do it?
Nothing to it!
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a wiggle and a waggle in your hip, hip, hip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
With a bounce and a jounce and a dip, dip, dip.
With a twist and a fist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a twist and a twist and a pow, pow, pow.
With a punch and a lunge and an ow, ow, ow.
With a punch and a lunge and an ow, ow, ow.
With a groovy move and a side, side, side.
With a groovy move and a side, side, side.
With a horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
A horse, of course, and a ride, ride, ride.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a kick and a flick and a ski, ski, ski.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a bop on the top of your knee, knee, knee.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a fist and a wrist and a stack, stack, stack.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a hug and a shrug and a back, back, back.
With a jump and a bump and a turn around.
With a jump and a bump and a turn around.
With a crouch and an ouch and a sit back down.
With a crouch and an ouch and a sit back down.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
And that's neat.
And that's neat.
But there's no more than before, so you did it to the beat.
I used to have a little problem. My brother watches TV shows that make me scared and spooky.
My sister watches boring shows that I just think are kooky.
And sometimes there's just nothing on.
Once the TV broke, there's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Draw a picture, read a book. Open up my eyes and look at pretty flowers, birds and squirrels. Go outside and turn and twirl.
Bounce a ball or play catch, you haven't caught up with me yet.
Play with blocks, play with cars, play with dolls or look at stars.
Play a game of make-believe where I'm a giant ice cream machine.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Go exploring in my yard, make my mother's birthday card, sing a song or make one up, drink milk from my favorite cup, make a puppet with my hand,
play our guitar in a rock and roll band,
play with my toes, wiggle my nose, sit and watch my garden grow, swing on a tree, say my ABCs, tell me what you think of me.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Close my eyes and count to 10. Cluck like a chicken and walk like a hen. Call my grandma on the phone. Watch my doggy chase a bone. Feed the fish, make a wish. Put some cereal in my dish.
Catch some bugs and watch them eat.
Look what I can do with my feet. Hop on one foot, hop on the other. Shake a rattle for my baby brother. Make an airplane out of clay. Dance the jig or do ballet.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Bounce a ball over my head, make a fort over my bed. I can have a gooey time mixing up my own green slime.
Call my friends from down the street, have our own Olympics meet.
Imagine things that you can do when you pick what you want to do.
There's 50 things that I can do. I bet you'll think of 52. There's 50 things that I can do instead of watch TV.
Well, folks, did you like those 50 things? I think one of the things I'd like to do sometime is count the things in the song and see if there really are 50. Wow, I want to do like most of those things. I don't know about you. What are some of those things that you'd like to do? Maybe today, right? I did just get some drumsticks, so I can start learning to drum today. You know, of course, I do have some gardening to do too. And so, yeah, whatever we do, you know, we're exercising our brains, we're exercising our bodies all the time. And I hope that you had some fun, you know, dancing to some of that music. I know when we dance, you know, it just helps our body relax, you know, or maybe we like to play sports or shoot some hoops or, you know, go running. I know people who just like to run just as fast as they can. And that's a really good way to get our bodies, you know, to relax. And remember Einstein. We talked about Albert Einstein a week or two ago about how did he grow such a smart brain, right? How did he become so intelligent? Well, he played in the mud, you know, in his backyard. He let himself be bored. Well, he had no choice, really, I think. He might have preferred to play video games, you know, but where would the world be if he did, you know? You know, we need to take advantage of our time, you know, to learn things that will help the world, that will help us feel better too, you know? And so, you know, that's the biggest problem with screens, of course, is that we're spending way too much time thinking about other things and other problems and watching other people solve them, sometimes in ways that really aren't going to work very well in the real world. I know last week I read a story called The Lazy People. I don't know if you remember that story. It's a really good one. And in it, there were monkeys that they started out as mannequins and they did all the work for the people. And then at the end, you know, the people got tired of having the monkeys do everything, including their thinking and their remembering for them. And so the monkeys end up, you know, sort of being sent off into the forest. And I read that story, and I know that some people, I got a lot of reactions from people about monkeys over the week, about whether people like monkeys or don't like monkeys. And some people are a little frightened of monkeys, and interestingly, one of the reasons people are so frightened of monkeys is they saw them in The Wizard of Oz when they were a kid. Have you ever seen the movie The Wizard of Oz? It's a really good movie, you know, and a really good story and book and everything. But in the movie, there are these flying monkeys. Well, it turns out that if people saw that movie when they were kids, they sometimes had a lifetime fear of monkeys after that, especially flying ones, which luckily there aren't any, right? And it reminds me of something that happened to me when I was a kid. I saw the movie Jaws when I was a little girl, and ever since I saw that movie Jaws, my reptile brain, my emergency brain, the part of my brain that's closest to my spine, that's in charge of keeping me alive, well, that part of my brain saw that movie, and it thinks that there are sharks, you know, everywhere in the water now. And so even if I go swimming in a pond, I'm really scared to let my legs dangle in the water, like dangle down low in the water, you know, and swim kind of up and down so that my legs are in the water, down in the deeper water. And I've had to really practice that and work on that and try to convince my emergency brain that there are no sharks in the pond. but it's hard to convince my brain because it saw them, boy, and it knows that it needs to be careful about dangling your legs down in the water. So it's funny what our brains can learn from these screens, whether we're afraid of monkeys now, flying ones, or we're afraid of sharks. All kinds of strange things can happen and teach our brains all kinds of weird things because they're always learning, even when we're watching screens. And so in a little bit, after a few songs about things we don't have to be scared of, things like, is it going to rain cats and dogs? Or is an eggplant going to eat Chicago? Well, no. And is a baby goat something to be scared of? You might get the pun when you hear the song here in a minute. No, you know. And so after these silly songs to get us in a silly mood, I'm going to read my favorite story about staying cool when you get scared or angry, and learning the lesson in that, about my favorite cool character, Mrs. McCool and the Giant Cahoolin. Coming up soon, guys. Thanks for joining me.
There's a big commotion about a monkey motion. It's not a locomotion, but you might get the notion. To do the monkey dance, you need no PhD. Take it for a spin and grab that wind-up key. Wind the one in front and turn your key will spin. You'll be waltzing with invisible violins. The key is turning wildly in the wind-up monkey's back. With a little drum a-pounding, you're sounding the attack. A little fuzzy wind-up toy a-buzzing out the blues. So happy that you found someone to tell your troubles to. It's a wacky way to unwind. Do the wind-up monkey dance. You don't have to go to France to do the wind-up monkey dance. All right, now crank it up. The key is wound up tightly, so you think that it's a knife. You wind up just unwinding the story of your life. With frazzled song and dance, you do the same old part. Behind your back, the hole reveals a big old broken heart. It's a wacky way to unwind. Do the wind-up monkey dance. You don't have to go to France to do the wind-up monkey dance. Tick-tock.
Take a step to the right and make a monkey pose. Take a step to the left and tumble to your toes. You get the swing of it and you're out of energy. But there's a key behind each monkey. Wind the one in front, in turn your key will spin. You'll be waltzing with invisible violins. Okay, put on your hard hats now. The family tree was shaking and the monkey dropped on you. So you pound upon your ribcage like that ape man used to do. You fix that busted drum and tone down your kazoo. Or else nobody's ever gonna wanna waltz with you. It's a wacky way to unwind. Do the wind-up monkey dance. You don't have to go to France to do the wind-up monkey dance.
Stay home if I please. There's animals falling from the clouds. Here comes my pet Maltese. There goes Donnie's dash hound like a hot dog in the sky. And Cindy's cuddly calicos like a rainbow floating by. It's a great day for ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs. His little terrier is slippery when it's wet, and Randy's red setter is a sight I won't forget. Peter's little Pekingese is blowing in the breeze. See Susie's little Siamese dip drying in a tree. It's a great day for ducklings, a great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs. Poodles in the puddles. I've got a pet store in my yard. Watch out, Mr. Postman. Here comes Sarah St. Bernard. Woof, woof. It's a great day for ducklings, great day for frogs, but a bad day for people. It's raining cats and dogs.
That ain't Chicago.
You better watch out.
He might eat your city soon.
Eat your city soon.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago.
You better watch
if he's
out.
Still hungry, the whole country's doomed. came from outer space just looking for something to eat. While in Chicago, he says, this is sweet, as sweet as sugar. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago.
You better watch out,
for he might eat your city soon.
Eat your city soon.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago.
You better watch
if he's
out,
still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
You better watch
if he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
You better watch
if he's
out,
still hungry, the whole country's doomed. Boop.
Make this about the babies.
Baby goat, do 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 do. Baby goat, do 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 do. Baby goat, do 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 do. Baby goat. Let's all play, do 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 do. Let's all play, do 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 do. Let's all play, do 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 do. Let's all play. Up the ramp, do 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 do. Up the ramp, do 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 do. Up the ramp, do 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 do. Up the ramp. Down. Now let's jump, do 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 do. Now let's jump, do 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 do. Now let's jump, do 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 do. Now let's jump. Let's run fast, do 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 do. Let's run fast, do 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 do. Let's run fast, do 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 do. Let's run fast. On the hay, do 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 do. On the hay, do 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 do. On the hay, do 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 do. On the hay. Don't you fall, do 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 do. Don't you fall, do 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 do. Don't you fall, do 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 do. Don't you fall. Time to eat, do 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 do. Time to eat, do 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 do. Time to eat, do 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 do. Time to eat. Now let's rest, do 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 do. Now let's rest, do 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 do. Now let's rest, do 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 do. Now let's rest. Baby go do 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 do. Baby go do 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 do. Baby go do 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 do. Baby go.
Well, guys, I don't know if you were laughing like me to that song. It's really adorable if you can picture the baby goats running around and doing all those things, like standing on mom and jumping off the hay. And, oh, don't fall down. I mean, they're just the cutest things, baby goats, right? And that song is to a song that's supposed to be, I think, Baby Shark. Does anybody know that song? Baby Shark, do-do-do-do. And so, you know, maybe when I'm in the water swimming this summer, which I love to swim, and I'm so sad that sometimes I remember that scary movie that I saw when I was a girl, and sometimes it's hard for me to relax when I'm swimming and let my legs just sort of dangle in the water and not think of sharks. I think what I'll do next time to retrain my brain is maybe I'll sing Baby Goat, and then I'll start laughing, and I'll start remembering the goats, right? And I won't be scared anymore. And so actually, that is exactly on the theme of our story today. I'm going to read for you. It's called Mrs. McCool and the Giant Cahoolin. It's an Irish tale by Jessica Suhami. And it's about characters who either, you know, because they're afraid or because they're angry, you know, and they're shaking from head to foot, you know, they can't think very clearly. Nobody can when they're feeling emotions that strong. And so there is a character here, though, who keeps her cool. And what emotion is she feeling? Well, she might be singing Baby Goat in her head to cheer herself up. But she keeps cool and she can use her thinking brain and figure a way out. So here's my favorite story, Mrs. McCool and the Giant Cahoolin, an Irish tale. Long ago, there lived a giant called Cahoolin. My, but was he big and fierce and strong. And what made him so strong? Well, he had a magic finger. And believe it or not, all his strength was in that little finger. Now, Cahoolin had fought all the other giants and squashed them flat. Well, all but one, and that was Finn McCool. "Where is that Finn McCool?" he said. "When I find him, pow, wham, flat as a pancake he'll be, and that'll prove that I'm the strongest giant in the world." And off he went in search of Finn. What was he like, this Finn McCool? And where was he all this while? Was he spoiling for a fight? Well, that huge Finn was lying low and sucking his thumb. But then Finn's thumb was magic. When he sucked it, Finn could see what would happen next. And he could see Cahoolin coming to get him. "Oh dear," he cried. "Not that I'm scared of that old Cahoolin, not at all. Well, perhaps just the tiniest, littlest bit scared. Oh, what shall I do?" And poor Finn trembled. "I'll best go home to my dear wife, Una. She's got me out of trouble many times before." So Finn set out for his house on the hill, where Una was waiting to welcome him. Finn told Una all about Cahoolin. "Keep calm, Finn," she said. "I'll think of something. Just suck your magic thumb to see when Cahoolin will arrive." Finn sucked his thumb. "Today, Una," he called out. "Today." "Hmm," said Una. "And when today?" Finn sucked his thumb again. "This afternoon." "Hmm," said Una. "And what time this afternoon?" Finn sucked harder. "At 4 o'clock." 4 o'clock," said Una. "That's tea time." She started to laugh. "I've such a plan, Finn," she said, and Una set to work. Una started by making some bread. She made enough dough for 2 big round loaves. She left one plain, but in the other she placed an iron griddle, the iron griddle that she usually heated on the fire to cook pancakes. And when the 2 loaves came out of the oven, they looked exactly the same. Then Una hid Finn in a giant baby's cradle. Well, all of him that would fit inside. And she put a baby's bonnet on his head. Then they waited for Cahoolin. They waited and they waited. And just as the clock was striking 4, there was a great banging at the door. "Do come in," said brave Una McCool. And in came the giant Cahoolin. "Is Finn McCool at home?" he boomed. "No," said Una calmly. "There's just me and the baby. Finn's out looking for some big silly called Cahoolin who wants to fight him. Poor Cahoolin. Finn'll make mincemeat of him." And she smiled up at Cahoolin. "But I'm Cahoolin." "Bah," said Una scornfully, looking him up and down. "You've not met my Finn." "Well, you can just wait for him if you dare, and I'll brew some tea. But first, will you do a small job for me? Will you lift the house so I can sweep the dust from under it? Finn does it every day." What a storyteller that Una was. Cahoolin was astonished. "Well, if Finn can do it, so can I," he said. And he went outside. Cahoolen stretched out his brawny arms and gripped the house. He heaved and shoved and grunted and groaned and grunted and shoved and heaved and groaned. And just as he felt he must burst, the house began to move. And Una calmly swept the dust from under it as if the house was lifted up every day. "This Finn must be mighty strong," muttered Cahoolen. Meanwhile, Finn, hiding in the cradle, trembled and shook from head to foot. "Thank you, dear man," said Una. "Now, if you'll just fill the kettle from the spring, I'll make the tea." Cahoolen looked out. "Where is the spring, Mrs. McCool?" he asked. "It's under that pebble," replied Una, pointing to a large boulder. "Finn lifts it every day to get water." What a storyteller that Una was. Cahoolen was astonished. "That pebble's a mountain," he said. "But if Finn can do it, so can I." He went down the hill and put his huge shoulders to the boulder. Cahoolen heaved and shoved and grunted and groaned and grunted and shoved and heaved and groaned. And just as he felt he must burst, the boulder began to move. Una was calm as if the boulder was lifted every day. But Cahoolen, wearily filling the kettle, was thinking, "Could this Finn be stronger than I am?" Meanwhile, Finn, hiding in the cradle, trembled and shook from head to foot. At last, Cahoolen sat down for tea. "Do have one of my home-baked loaves," said Una. And she gave Cahoolen the loaf with the griddle inside. He took a big bite. "Arg!" he yelled. "I can't eat this, Mrs. McCool. It'll break all my teeth. It's hard as iron." "But it's Finn's favorite bread, Mr. Cahoolen," said Una. "Finn and even the baby eat it every day." What a storyteller that Una was. Just then, Finn called out, as if he really was a baby. "Wow, wow, Mama, hungry Mama." "Oh, see now, Mr. Cahoolen," said Una, trying not to laugh. "You've woken the baby. Just give him that other loaf, if you please." And Cahoolen did as she asked, but remember, this was a proper loaf. There was no griddle inside. Finn ate the loaf in 3 bites. "Yum, yum, Mama," he said. "All gone." Cahoolen was astonished. If the baby could eat this bread, what could Finn do? And should he stay to find out? Just then, Finn sat up. "Goodness," exclaimed Cahoolen. "Look at the size of him. Look at that mustache. If this is the baby, what must Finn be like?" He moved to the door. "I really must be going, Mrs. McCool," he mumbled. "Oh, dear," said Una calmly. "Finn will be sorry to have missed you. Before you go, just see what lovely teeth my baby's growing. Feel his little gums."
"Just to please you, Mrs. McCool," said Cahoolen, "and then I'll be off."
Cahoolen leaned over the cradle and put his little finger, his magic little finger, into Finn's mouth. And guess what? Snap! Finn bit it off. And with a whoosh, Cahoolen started to shrink. He got tinier and tinier and teenier and teenier, and he ran right out of the house, and he hopped and he jumped and he skipped down the hill and he ran far away, and he was never, ever seen again. And as for Finn and Una, they laughed and they laughed. "Una, my clever wife," said Finn, "you've saved me once again." "It was nothing, dear Finn," said Una. "Big is big, but brains are better." They danced and they danced, and if I'm not wrong, they are laughing and dancing still. The end. All right, so we've got some more music. Maybe we'll do some dancing. We're going to have some music about good ideas and bad ideas. And it seems like Una came up with some pretty good ideas because she kept her cool and her sense of humor about her, right? And Finn might have gotten a little scared, but he knew who to go to for help. So it all worked out great, guys. Let's keep having fun. Thanks for joining me.
Yes. Children should play good together with one another.
Well, you can play with me, and you can hold my hand. We can skip together down to the pretzel man. You can wear my mommy's shoes, put on my daddy's hat. You can even laugh at me. Down. Don't you push me, push me, push me. Don't you push me down. You can play with me. We can play all day. You can use my dishes. You'll put them away. You can feed me apples, oranges and plums. You can even wash my face, but don't you push me down. Don't you push me, push me, push me. Don't you push me down. You can play with me. We can build a house. You can take my ball and bounce it round the round. You can take my skids and ride them all around. You can get mad at me, but don't you push me down. Don't you push me, push me, push me. Don't you push me down. Don't you push me, push me, push me. Don't you push me down.
A problem that I see throughout humanity. and all across the land. Each one of us is linked to an ancient instinct that we don't understand. It fills you with an urgency, it feels like an emergency, it makes you want to kick someone's rear, but that's probably a bad idea. That's probably a bad idea. There's a fellow on your street, and every time you meet, he seems to make you mad. He cheats at all the games, he calls you lots of bad names, he brags about his dad. But if you feel inclined to whoop that boy's behind, as soon as his mom can't see ya, it's probably a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea. A bad idea screams in your ear and tells you what to do. But if you hear that bad idea, just let it pass on through. Now even governments, sometimes they've got no sense. And here I understate. They can cause great disruption, death and destruction. And then they escalate. They'll find an explanation to harm some other nation and tell you that the choice is clear. But it's probably a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea. Somebody reeling, remember what you heard right here. It's probably a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea. It's probably a bad idea.
In the grass. That night I had a most disturbing dream of total ruination of my Brussels sprouts and beans. Next morning when I woke up and went out on the lawn, almost half the garden was gone. Hey, fat. I said to my wife, I'm going downtown and get us a have a heart trap. We set the trap with peanut butter, cat food on top of that, and it wasn't long before we caught our cat. Hey, ate up too. We put some powder on our plants. They say woodchucks don't like, but that woodchuck said, "My, my, this stuff tastes nice."
Hey, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood. And Mac and me and the woodchuck underneath the pail in the back. We drove way out to the country to a place full of beautiful trees. There was a lake and a hill and a waterfall, and we let the woody wood come free. But that's not where the story ends, 'cause a woody's in the woods with his woodchuck friends, and all the animals are quite amazed when he tells them about his traveling days. They say, "One more time, won't you tell us the tale about the day you met the giant with the big brown pail?" Hey, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood. I'd love to feed you if I could. Woody Woodchuck, Woody Woodchuck, Woody Wood, please.
Folks, I'm saying the same thing to the woodchucks. You know, I'd love to feed you if I could, for sure, but please don't eat my broccolis. And they're the cutest things, aren't they? But woodchucks in the garden, boy, that's a real-life problem that a lot of humans try to wrap their brains around. And good thing they're paying attention, right? And not spending all their time on their screens worrying about flying monkeys and sharks in number 10 pond. Because there are no sharks in number 10 pond. And we don't have to worry about those things. And sometimes the screens distract us, right, from the real problems, like the woodchucks in the garden. And so I hope you guys are going to be planting your garden today or doing something fun, because it's spring here in Vermont and we have hit the ground running, and it's a busy time of year. There's so much to do, right, to get ready for the fall and for the winter, so we can have a great winter eating all of our yummy, yummy food that we've put away and remembering all the fun times we had with our friends and family and out in the woods and remember how Einstein got so smart, right? Playing with mud and dirt and learning about gravity and moisture and density, and you know, that teaches us everything we need to know. And that's partly, well, that's the main reason why watching screens for so much of the time is bad for our brains, especially for kids' brains, you know, when they're growing. But guess what, kids? I'm excited to tell you there's a brand new research study that came out that found out that older folks, senior citizens, grandparents, these folks call them middle-aged people. Older folks also can hurt their brains by watching TV. This is a brand new study, and it compares what happens in the brain to what happens to our muscles, right? If we don't use those cells, they atrophy. They actually go away. And that happens to grown-ups, too. And they lose the ability to use their thinking brains. They can't reason. They can't weigh things and measure things, compare them to real life and think it over and really process what's going on. They get tricked by the TV too. And they also might forget their memory. They lose their memory if they watch screens too much, because it's kind of like the story I read last week, the story of the lazy people. You know, they let the mannequins, the monkey mannequins, do all their thinking and remembering for them. And I thought that story was kind of predicting all these screens that we now have and all these computers and machines that do everything for us. And we've got to remember how to do them for ourselves, I think. And it's a lot more fun. That's the main reason. And that's the main reason I do this show, guys, is it's all about having fun. Because when you're having fun, you feel safe and you're learning and you're growing. And I wish you the best this weekend. I'm going to go out with my favorite gardening song because I'm celebrating the beans that are popping in my garden. I hope something's popping in your garden too. Have a great one, guys.
And the weatherman said to my friend, "What's your name?" My friend said, "Write yours down, mine is almost the same." Erase the S and M, in their place put a G and R and an ND. Look at me, what's that say? Then the weatherman stood with his head hung in shame. He took off his big belt, put it down, turned away. My friend said, "Don't leave, I just harvested beets. Let's go eat at my place." Mouthful, the weatherman stared at his plate, and he knew it was his heart that made my friend great. Not his muscles, his money, his job, or his name, or his fame. See, my friend isn't famous. He is just a good person who grows what he eats. And if you have a mouth, then he will try to feed you. And if you are cold, he'll put wood in the stove, grab a quilt and some warm flannel sheets. Called up Sam Champion, said, "Let's plant a garden in the heart of this wasteland." And Sam said, "Hey man, this will be what I do."
Hey, this is Hunter
and Adam from AFI.
You're listening to WGDR Plainfield 91.1 FM, WGDH Hardwick 91.1.